Ask the Expert on The Pat Kenny Show.
With Hidden Hearing. Personalised care with Hidden Hearing. Visit hiddenhearing.ie.
Well, now it's time for our Ask the Expert. And this week, as we bask in the memory of last week's sunshine, Peter Finn, better known as Pete the Builder, is going to look at all the outdoor projects that we might undertake if the weather holds. Pete, good morning.
Oh, Pat, the weather's going to hold. Of course it is. This is beautiful Ireland in the springtime. We're all going to be out sipping champagne on the deck.
Yeah, I had a look at the weather forecast going forward. And there was, first of all, last week, there were stories of this 460-kilometre wide belt of rain that was going to come over Ireland and destroy us for a week. And it hasn't really happened.
Hasn't hit us, no.
We're having scattered showers and sunshine, basically.
Yeah, yeah. And look, there's no better place in the world than Ireland when there's a bit of sunshine. If we could just be guaranteed it'd be a great roof, or sorry, it'd be a great country if we could only roof it.
Now, speaking of roofs, many roofs suffered a bit of damage during Storm Éowyn, and people may not even notice that their roof has become vulnerable.
Yeah, I was actually in with yourselves at the time, and I did say the worst time to try and fix a roof is during a storm because, you know, health and safety may be a little bit difficult during that period of time. Let the storm pass and then settle it and have a look and see what the damage is, assess it and see what the damage is. So, you know, some gutters are still a bit loose. Downpipes may have been blown off, a few slates. Obviously, any of the bigger damage that happened mainly on the west side of the country has been addressed or certainly under progress. Mm. But for, let's say, people whose house got a little shake rather than a really good hit, they probably just said, I will put off fixing that gutter or doing whatever. Now's the time.
Now's the time because the roofers are not that busy.
It's calm weather. The roofers aren't that busy. It's now is the time to go for it.
Now, what else do we need to attend to outside?
This sounds as though we're going to be extremely prepared here, but actually, if we start on the inside, plumbing is a great time to get a plumber. It's really, really difficult to get a plumber during the cold season. While you have a little bit of warm weather, try and think ahead, get your boiler serviced. If you are getting a little bit of plumbing works done, now is the time to do it. But then moving to the outside, of course, we're all looking into the garden now because springtime is such a beautiful time of the year. Flowers start to blossom. The grass needs to start getting cut again. And we start saying, you know, we start thinking about maybe the event that you're going to have during the year. And you start, now's the time to prepare for that. Try and get ahead. Try and have it so that you're not finishing the deck as the guests are arriving in the door.
What jobs are DIYable? I mean, most people will call in an expert, but there are some you might have a go at yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially when it comes to the outside works, you know, like, you know, any garden fencing and trellises, absolutely, I would be saying, is a great place to start for your DIY work. They need to be, you know, semi-structural, I suppose, the best way to put it, but they can be a bit rustic, is an inverted commas, you know what I mean? It doesn't have to be as high class a finish as maybe the interior of your house. And then definitely people look at decking and paving. And if you put the research in and if you get the right products and have the right tools, without the shadow of a doubt, both of those jobs are manageable for somebody who has some sort of level of DIY experience.
Painters won't thank us for saying it, but even the rankest amateur can have a go at some element of painting.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, when it comes to outside, you really do have to be very careful about what type of paint you use. And also you have to make sure that the surface that you're painting is dry. That's the biggest problem usually with outside paintwork, where people go, it rained for the last 2 days, but today is dry, I'm going to paint today. That's a big mistake. The surface has to be dry, because if the surface is not dry, you'll paint it, look great for, you know, maybe a month or two. Then when the weather dries, it'll dry the paint out and it'll start to blister. So you have to make sure that you really do your research before you paint on the outside. But you're dead right, it's a great DIY starter job. The problem with exterior painting is sometimes you've got pebble dash, sometimes you may have brickwork. You have to be, you use different brushes and different tools than you would on, let's say, a smooth interior skimmed wall. So absolutely, you're dead right. Painting is a great place to start. But as always, be prepared, do your research.
And, you know, if you're using a spray, for example, people will use the spray and then they won't clean it at the end. And then it's unusable the next time.
Yeah, my mother would often give out to my father about painting the walls, the ceiling, the dog, the floor, the bath, everything. So, yeah, a lot of the time it's about preparation, you know, so you set up yourself with putting up, you know, polythene, just buy a simple polythene and your masking tape, tape the whole place up, create that kind of a serial killer scene where it doesn't matter, matter where the speckles go, you can clear it up afterwards.
A smell from my childhood was turpentine.
Yes.
I think white spirit tends to have replaced it, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, look, all those kind of chemicals and certainly any of the chemicals that were used to remove have become, thankfully, more environmentally friendly, but they are still very effective. There's some really good cleaning products out there for cleaning windows, which won't damage your glass. There's some really good products for removing old paint as well. Do your research. And in this situation, I would obviously pay the extra couple of quid to get the right product, because there's nothing worse than having a lovely clean pane of glass and then suddenly it starts smearing and staining because the wrong product has been used.
Yeah.
And forevermore, you're looking at it maybe like that petrol coloured stain on a piece of glass.
I recall my father cleaning our windows with newspaper and vinegar.
Yeah, well, it still works. And another thing that he had there as well was elbow grease.
That's true.
He had that in spades. The will to get it done. So, you know, let's still make sure we have a little bit of energy as well.
Now, some of the questions coming in. I live in a bungalow that's 20 years old. I've upgraded insulation and windows. However, the end walls are prone to condensation and some mould in corners of the ceiling. I'm wondering, should I consider dry lining or specialist extractor units?
So, yeah, this is a question that comes up all the time, Pat. So when you have mould, and it's usually caused by condensation. So condensation happens when warm air hits a cold surface, and then it basically evaporates.
So his gable wall is not well insulated by the sound.
By the sounds of things, that they've, when they say they've upgraded their insulation, I can only presume that that's the insulation in the attic that they've done and changing the window. So they're two really good things to do. But then warm air will then find the next coldest surface, which sounds like it's the walls. So to prevent condensation, you must insulate and ventilate. So they kind of have answered their own question there. Yes, they do need to insulate the walls. And yes, 100% ventilation is paramount to make sure you don't get condensation, but also to have a nice, fresh, healthy environment in your room.
I have a timber frame house and a sheedle chimney, I think that's what it's called.
Yeah.
I'd like to get the chimney removed. Is this an enormous job or is it straightforward?
So that type of a chimney is a system, like it's like a modular system that you can buy, and it goes together a bit like Lego, but, you know, a bit more industrial than Lego. And can it be removed is the question, and the answer is yes. Usually they are non-structural, so therefore,
they're not holding anything up.
They shouldn't be, but again, that usually would have happened. If it was a retrofit that happened afterwards, it could be a bit easier to take down, but if it was part of the building, which it probably was if it was a timber frame, the answer is yes, but you also got to remember that when you take that down, you're going to have to repair that was there behind it, make sure you insulate any of the exterior walls. And the tricky bit, and this is where the professionals usually come in and do things right, we have to do it on the TV show all the time as well, as we have to make it look as though it was always like that. So when you're removing something, it's making sure you put the effort in to make it look at it so it wasn't there before.
I presume if they don't want it, they could simply block it up and plaster the surface.
And it happens a lot, but I think what people are trying to do is create more space within the room, because, you know, obviously a chimney stack will take up space, and usually people are trying to get a bit of space as well as removing the element. Now, it also will remove a ventilation as well, because your chimney, if it's an open chimney, will be constantly letting air in and out of the building, which will help reduce on the heat loss, but make sure you put a vent in the wall.
And now, how do you solve a sagging glass door shower? It's a pull-open door, now sags in the right-hand corner. It doesn't have an adjustment feature on top. Will the frame have to be rectified in order to raise the door enough to close it?
The best solution is to get a skip and to get that screen and to introduce the two of them to each other. Genuinely, honestly, MacGyver would struggle to get those things fixed once they're gone. It's usually a ball bearing is gone. It's usually some sort of a wheel is gone. You know, forevermore, you're going to be trying to fix that. Take it out, spend a few quid, put in a lovely new shower. There's really nice products that are out there that are much user-friendly to fit than the old ones. And then enjoy your life. Don't be spending your life trying to fix the shower door.
Can you ask how to fix a smell coming from the drain due to the boiler waste? This only became an issue following a new utility sink plumbed in. Despite being sealed, the smell still escapes. Two plumbers and still the smell persists, especially during cold weather. Any suggestion would be welcome.
There's about seven different things going on in that question, Pat. It's very hard to understand really what they're trying to say. So the only waste that you get off a boiler is a condensation drip, which has no smell off it. So I don't think that that's the problem. I think that what has happened is something else has been created by that boiler condensation drip going in. So my solution to this is do a bit of Inspector Clouseau, start from the start, work your way back and find out what the actual problem is. It's not the condensation drip. There's no smell off that. That should be going straight outside as well. That should not be inside.
Well,
look, it can come inside, but it's better if it goes straight outside. And it's a drip. It's not something that happens regularly. Usually with smells, it's very simple. There's a trap after being broken or a seal after being broken. And it sounds simple, but the hard part is finding it.
What's the best way to clean and repaint decking?
Decking, there's a new composite decking out now at the moment, which I think is a really, really good product. They've been on the market long enough to say that they actually work and they don't fade. The problem with the old decking is very simple. They get a bit of a kind of a scum is the only way to describe it, that green colour that comes on them, and they can be very dangerous during frosty weather and during a period of wet weather after dry weather, if that makes sense. So you have to power hose it and then let it dry. Yeah, power hose it, let it dry, and then also create what I call a key on the surface, which is basically give it a sanding and then you can varnish it. If I'm honest, that old style decking, the best thing to do is to remove and to replace. And I know that's, you know, very flippant to say, you know, just go spend more money on it. But the old style deckings, once they get to the point where they're that kind of a layer of scum was coming on them, it's really difficult and takes an awful lot of maintenance to keep them correct.
Dark silver fish upstairs in the bathroom, what are they?
They are insects that basically get attracted to damp and dark areas. So if it's under the bath, you take off the bath screen, you hoover the whole place out. And again, it's usually a problem with condensation, or maybe you might have a drip or a leak around your bath, because they will come from the moist area. Get the hoover and just hoover them out. Get rid of them.
All right. Pete, thank you very much. Pete Finn, a.k.a. Pete the Builder, thank you very much for joining us. And that's all we have time for.
Ask the Expert on the Pat Kenny Show.
With Hidden Hearing. Personalised care with Hidden Hearing. Visit hiddenhearing.ie.